of Erdrick. Listen now to my words. It is told that in ages past, Erdrick fought demons with a ball of light. Then came the Dragon Lord, who stole the precious globe and hid it in the darkness. Now, dumbass. Wait a minute. Your name's Dumbass?
Yeah, that's my name. Look, if you're gonna make a joke about it, I'll save you the trouble. I've heard it already.
Oh, no. I'm just wondering, why would your parents give you a name like that?
I suppose they thought they were being funny and original at the time.
Oh, well, never mind that. Take whatever you want from the treasure boxes before you commence thy journey.
All I see here is 120 GP, a key, and a torch. Hello, descendant of Erdrick here?
When thou art finished preparing for thy departure, please see me. I shall wait.
I don't even think you're listening to me.
When thou art finished preparing for thy departure,
you're just gonna keep
please
talking.
See me. I shall wait.
I'm out of here. What the hell? I have to use the damn key to open the door, too? This is the last time I go on a quest for you. Seriously, dude, you suck.
When thou art finished
God, I hate that guy. Uh-oh. There's that crazy princess chick that's been stalking me. I'll just keep walking. Maybe she won't notice.
Baby!
Shit.
Dost thou love me, dumbass?
Look, I've told you this before. We were at the pub together, we had a couple of drinks. Things got a little crazy. One thing led to another. But it doesn't mean anything. Get it?
Dost thou love me?
Look, I really don't have time for this right now.
But thou must. Dost thou love me?
Why don't you just go get kidnapped by a dragon or something?
Dost thou love me?
If you think you're gonna get me to say yes...
I'm so happy!
Crazy bitch. Okay, got a quest to go on, gotta get prepared. What do I need to get first? Probably some supplies. I need food, enough clothes for a week, my toothbrush, what else? Ew! Get off me, you slimy freak! Ugh, freaking gross, man! No, no, you stay back there! You, ow! Seriously, cut that out! Weapons. Definitely buying weapons. Ugh.
Greetings. Thou art most welcome in Breconara.
Joe, how many times do I have to tell you? I live here. I grew up with you here. You don't have to welcome me every frickin' time I come here.
Sorry. I guess I'm just proud of my job as the official town greeter.
It isn't even your job. You just hang around here, saying, "Hi, welcome to Breconary" to everyone. I'm worrying about you, man.
I'm so lonely.
Hello, hello, hello. Good afternoon, sir, and welcome to Bob's Weapon Emporium. We have everything to suit the needs of the modern adventurer. Yes, I'm looking for something that'll help me deal with the slimes outside. I'm going on a long trip, and I don't quite like the idea of those slimy bastards humping my leg all the way. Well, let's see what we have here. Oh yes, we have something on special today, just for you, sir. May I ask your name? Dumbass. There's no need to be rude, sir. No, you see, that's my... never mind. What you got? For a mere 10 GP, you can have this finely crafted bamboo pole. What, you mean that stick over there? It was given to me by a master martial artist from the Far East. It is weighted for optimum balance
and...
stick. waited for optimum balance and control by masters of...
It's a freaking stick.
I mean, look at it. It's not even straight. Or bamboo either, now that I look at it.
Right then. It seems you're not quite interested in the bamboo pole.
No shit.
Well, I can tell that a man of your quality would much rather be interested in something finer and more deadly. This club, which you can have for a mere 60 GP, is perfectly fitted to your hand. You'll notice the fine engravings in
now, just stop right there. Who the hell do you think you're fooling? That is a chunk of wood. I could find one of those lying around in the forest. For free.
Yes, but you can't find one that is designed for power and efficiency like this one.
Dude, it's a chunk of wood.
There's even leaves growing out of it.
They're decorative. Is the colony of ants living inside it decorative too? Don't bother answering. Look, this being a weapon shop, tell me you at least have swords.
Yes, I do, in fact. You might want to take a look at this copper sword here. A veritable steel at 180 GP.
Do you realize that this is not a copper sword?
I'm not quite sure what you mean, sir.
Sure, it looks copper. It's got that yellow color to it. But if you look very closely, you'll realize that this is in fact an iron sword.
And do you know why it is yellow?
Can't say I do, sir. Because this sword has rusted. It's probably 100 years old. If I hit anything with this, it's likely to break and send sharp, rusty shards of metal flying into my eyeballs. And then I'll be blind for the rest of my short and miserable life as I die of tetanus poisoning. And you want me to pay 180 GP for that?
It's 75% of the listing price, sir?
Tell me this, and don't lie to me. Are there, in fact, any weapons at all in this weapon store?
I admit it! I'm a horrible weapons dealer! I never should have gone into the business in the first place! I'm a disgrace to weapon shops everywhere!
Now don't be like that. Don't be too hard on yourself. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
I don't know what I'm doing!
Come on, man. It's all right. Look, give me a hug. There. Let it all out. This was a big step for you. But you can be strong. You can be tough. You can get over this.
Oh, thank you, sir. I just needed to say it to someone. So is there anything else besides weapons that you were interested in?
Well, I noticed you had some clothes for sale over there. I think I'll get them. People always look at me weird when I walk around naked like this.
Yes, sir. I wasn't going to say anything, but...
How much do you want for them?
20 GP?
Sure, here you go. Hey, do you know anywhere that's good for buying weapons?
Why, yes I do. Up in the town of Garenham. Very nice weapon store there.
You know what? I never wanted to own a weapon store. I always wanted a different life. I wanted to be a lumberjack. Oh, I am a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night, I work all day.
And now for something completely different.
I am the Dragon Lord, supreme ruler of all things dark and evil. My minions will spread across the lands, destroying all in their wake, and soon the world will belong to me. Unfortunately, I can't come to the phone right now, but please leave a message after the scream.
Hi, I'm...
Wait, don't hang up. I was just in the shower.
That's all right. I'm calling from...
I was showering in the blood of innocence.
Sure. I'm calling from Jimmy's Pizza Place in Remolder. You just ordered 2 large pepperoni pizzas for a delivery?
2 large evil pepperoni pizzas.
Yeah, we made sure to put extra evil on it. I'm just calling because we're having trouble finding your place. Could you give me the directions again?
It's very simple, even for a pitiful mortal such as yourself. After passing the bridge, you just head south through the marshes of pain, go around the mountains of despair, past the haunted wood of lost souls, and the evil fortress of Charlock should be right in front of you.
Yeah, but which bridge? You said the bridge, but there's a lot of different bridges, so you want to tell me which one exactly?
What if I don't want to?
Then you won't get your pizza.
Oh. It's the Rainbow Bridge.
The Rainbow Bridge?
Yes. But it's like the rainbow that appears after a terrible storm that tears through an innocent village, killing all in its wake.
Of course. Anyway, your pizza will be there in 30 minutes.
Thank you.
A nice relaxing stroll through the countryside. Dragon warrior, I am a dragon warrior.
Wait a minute, where am I? I think I was supposed to pass those hills there to get to Garenham, but maybe it was those ones. Damn it, they all look the same. Okay, I think I'm heading north now because it's the afternoon and the sun rises in the west. Or was it the east? Is it the afternoon? I think it might still be the morning. Hey, there's a guy in black walking there. I'm gonna go ask him for directions. Hey, excuse me, sir, but...
Hurt!
Whoa, hey, sorry, I didn't mean to sneak up on you, man. I was just wondering if you knew the way to get to...
Hurt!
I don't understand what you're trying to
say
to...
Hurt!
Okay, well, fuck you too, buddy.
Hurt!
Why are you yelling the word hurt?
Hurt?
Oh, I see. You don't like it when I say the word
hurt!
What the hell was his problem?
6 hours later...
Oh, crap. I thought I was retracing my steps, but... I can't see the castle anywhere. Where the heck am I? Oh, shit, that can't be good.
Crikey!
Ah, where the heck did you come from? Keep it quiet, man. You don't want to attract his attention.
Would you have a look at this guy over here?
Shut up!
This amazing creature over here is a Selvan giant scorpion. With one of those pincers, he could take my head clean off. This is very dangerous.
You're gonna get us killed, you idiot.
What I'm gonna do is walk up to this creature and try to take it by the tail.
Oh, God, he's coming this way. Ah, oh, fuck you, I'm out of here.
You're all right. You're all right. You're alive.
2 days later.
Ah, oh, God, this sucks. Hopelessly lost for 2 days. Starving. I never should have left home. Hey, wait a minute. I can see the castle there. But it's on the other side of the river. So... Oh, no.
Puny mortal, you have wandered into the realm of the Dragon Lord.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't think this was the place. I mean, after crossing that totally gay bridge back there.
Silence! You now meet your doom, for I wield the mighty magic ball of light. Look upon my ball and fear me! What is so funny?
Oh, nothing, man.
Please continue. Tell me more about your ball.
My ball is great and powerful. Uh-huh. All who look upon my ball run away in terror. Why do you keep laughing at me, mortal? Do you wish to taste my ball's power? Please stop that.
Yes.
You're ruining the mood.
hey, Mr. Dragonlord dude, tell me, do you have another one of those?
No, I have only one ball.
Oh man, you're walking right into it. I could have fun with this all night.
I do not understand.
Never mind. Hey, wait a minute. Did you say the ball of light? The one that was stolen from the famous Erdrick?
Yes.
Hey, that must mean that you're the Dragon Lord. Like, the Dragon Lord. Oh, I can't believe I didn't recognize you earlier. I'm your biggest fan, man.
Oh, really? I was unaware that I had fans.
Are you kidding? I mean, like, all the chicks in Tantagel are like, oh, isn't that Dragon Lord so dreamy?
Really? Oh, I mean, of course.
Oh, you said it, man. You got that whole evil, dark, mysterious look to you. That's freaking sexy. Hey, do you think I could hold on to the ball of light for a minute? I just want to get a closer look.
Oh, sure. Here you go.
Oh, wow, look at this thing.
So, you say that women find me attractive?
Well, yeah, of course. Duh. I mean, look over there. There's a couple of hot chicks coming for you right now.
Ooh.
Yoink.
Where did you say they were? I see no hot chicks, but I will keep looking. Oh, there's one. No, that's a rabbit. Perhaps you... Oh, fuck.
And so the descendant of Erdrick returned the ball of light, and all was safe again. The end.
Ah, get away from me!